Welcome to Vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be giving a brief review on the voice of none other than Oprah Winfrey.
My life is fueled by my being.
Actress, talk show host, producer, and philanthropist, Oprah Winfrey is globally recognized as a voice that connects people. Born in 1954 in Mississippi, United States, she began working in radio and developed shows to become so popular through the way she delivered and the way she spoke that it later went on to work in Chicago, further enhancing and growing her fan base until she went onto a TV show later on, which of course blew up and now, which has now given her the leverage to have her own channel and actually do great work around the world. And what I first have to say is, and she says it herself, she's very grounded. She's very connected. She's got her feet on the floor, you know? She knows who she is. She's humble. She doesn't feel she's better than anyone else. She doesn't feel fear about speaking. Of course, she's done it for so long now. Why would she? But I think her values on human rights and how everyone is equal gives her a certain grounding, which actually reflects in the way she speaks somehow. She doesn't need to push. She doesn't need to go over the top. She doesn't have to really accentuate what she's trying to say. And she doesn't under-articulate or mumble either. She is absolutely spot on. Now, there's many women who've watched my videos who've asked me to review a woman, but also people say that trying to get a masculine voice or a deeper voice is not so attractive for women and that's not what people want. However, I have to firmly disagree, and Oprah Winfrey is a prime example of that. She is relaxed in her body, she has a voice, she trained in voice as well. She's clearly had lessons in how to use her voice. She was an actress, a very bloody good actress at that. Check out this clip from The Color Purple.
What did you say to Miss Millie?
I said, hell.
No, Miss Sophia.
No, Miss Sophia, no!
She is really fully on voice. It's not easy to shout on cue and scream and kind of give your full effort and energy without hurting your voice unless you're really relaxed and able to let go. So clearly, like watching that, that's a few years old now, but she was a great actor. She's a really good actor. And so I think being able to connect the voice with emotion is quite a key thing. And I think that's probably played well in her career as a talk show host as well. But back to this idea about her having a deep voice. She's not necessarily got a deep voice, but she's what I call on voice. So she doesn't kind of have any tension that restricts her voice and makes it higher or thinner than it should be. She's really rich and round sound, and she fully articulates herself. So watch this when she says the word truly.
Because that's what I truly feel.
Truly. You can see that she can dip down. She's able to go to those lower tones because there's nothing blocking her.
Truly.
And I think that a lot of people have emotional blocks which restrict the use of their voice, and people maybe find it weird or awkward or to drop down and allow their voice to just relax. Now, one of the things you can do to do this, if you're a man or a woman, it doesn't matter, is to relax your belly. Let go of your belly muscles. Don't pull them in, don't hold them in. I know this is very popular among men, but it might also happen with women also, is that people tend to hold their bellies in and like try and look thinner, if you like. I think Oprah is so happy with herself. She doesn't care what people think. I mean, she's fluctuated. She's yo-yo dieted for years. She's been up and down different weights. But I think she's very happy in her own skin, and she doesn't mind it at least anymore what other people think of her, the way she looks. I mean, she looks great because she's relaxed and really happy with herself, and that is actually an attractive thing to see. But back to the voice, letting go of your belly is much better for your spine, and it allows the voice to drop down, because when you're holding the belly in, the diaphragm can't push the vital organs out of the way, which it needs to in order for the ribcage to expand and the lungs to draw in air. If you're holding your belly in, your lungs can't draw that air in because there's not enough room where your diaphragm can't push the vital organs out of the way. And so being on voice is when you are able to have a clear channel from your belly up through your throat, through your vocal folds, and out through your resonators and out into the world. So if there's nothing restricting there and everything is just kind of relaxed, that will make a clear sound. Now that clear sound is something that Oprah has, and she has the lower depths and she has the deeper tones, even though she's not necessarily got a deep voice, but she has those lower tones and that full voice because she's relaxed. So relaxing your belly is a key thing here, which you can use in order to kind of get a voice that's as clear, warm and rich like Oprah's. I know that I don't often represent women on this channel, but I guess I have learned a lot from experience and I'm a man. However, the fundamentals are the same for everyone. So this thing about holding on to tension works for everyone. But people have contacted me and asking how can they get a higher voice. But that's also to do with getting more flexibility, and whatever's going to give you a higher voice is also going to give you a lower voice. So unless you're holding tension and really trying to squeeze up there all the time, that's just not going to be very healthy for you. But by relaxing, you can go up there as well, but just stay relaxed at the same time. I've got louder now, but the whole idea is that by creating space and having more flexibility, you can create the highs and the lows. And Oprah's got a very dynamic speaking system. You can hear that she's able to use notes very well. She's able to have lots of tonality in her voice. And this would be caused by having a flexible soft palate, which creates a different shape in your mouth, which means you can make a different variation of sounds. So she's clearly had a lot of time spent on relaxing her instrument and her voice box and getting that flexible, soft palate. That's a little key thing. So two things I want you to take away from today is relaxing the belly, letting go, just relaxing. Let air drop in, breathe down, and just try and let go of tension, not only in your throat, not only your head, neck and shoulders, but also your belly. And unlock your knees. That's something else you can do just to help with that. Because it's hard to stand still or sit if you're pulling your belly in and speak with any authority. So just by relaxing, it will just come naturally and there'll be less effort in your voice. Therefore, it will flow naturally and be an actually bigger sound. And this creates resonance, which is something that Oprah has abundance of. But Oprah is also very well articulated.
I come from a willingness to understand and to be understood.
Right.
And I come from wanting to connect. I mean, the secret of that show for 25 years is that people could see themselves in me.
So punctuating the end of sentences is also very key, and that's another reason why you never miss anything she says, because she's very well considered and she ends her sentences and words fully. So to sum up with Oprah, a very clear, rich sound. She articulates, she takes her time to speak, she's present, she's grounded, she's in the moment. She relaxes her belly and she has worked on creating a dynamic speaking system so she's able to have more tones and textures to her voice when she wants them. I hope you've enjoyed my video on Oprah Winfrey and, of course, the series of reviews I'm doing. These are just short reviews. They're not a complete analysis. I will be going into a full analysis of people's voices soon. And actually, I'm doing a couple of you guys' voices. So people have been sending me in videos and posting them up on YouTube. And I'm going to be giving a full analysis of a couple of voices coming up next week. So stay tuned for that. Keep the comments coming and keep giving me ideas about public speakers and anyone who's in the public eye who uses their voice. If you're interested or want to learn a bit more maybe about what they're doing and how you can sound a bit more like them or what it is you don't like about their voice so you can maybe avoid those habits, then just add a comment in the box below. Come along and say hi anyway. Also, come along to my Instagram because I'm going to be starting to do some live chats and giving away some feedback online live. So come along to @happyboymcstay, hit friend, send me a DM and we can do a live chat. Thanks for watching. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and until the next time, look after your voice.